Begin our regular meeting today. I'm going to ask Mr. Gonzalez to lead us in the pledge.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening. Thank you very much for coming to our regular meeting today. We're going to begin our meeting with a comment from the public. So we have a few requests. First of all, I'd like to ask Mr. Surya Contreras, aka Council Member Contreras of Westminster City. I'm sorry, Mr. Contreras represents the United Way of Orange County. He's here in that capacity. Thank you, Mr. Contreras.
Absolutely. I'm here in the capacity of the Orange County United Way. Again, my name is Sergio Contreras, and I am the Director of Education and Work-Based Learning at the United Way. And we're very, very proud to be partners of the Garden Grove Unified School District. So thank you. And so tonight, I just want to highlight, sometimes we're too busy having fun and we don't realize all the great work that we're doing. So we want to just take the time really quick to highlight one of our newest initiatives that we're working with Garden Grove Unified School District and Anaheim Union High School District, which is our Youth Career Connections Initiative. We just want to show you a quick video, and then we'll make a quick presentation after that.
Where's the thing?
Yeah, it should work. Let me just this always happens. It's thinking. Okay. Go ahead.
While it's warming up, it's basically a video of our Youth Career Connections Initiative, where we infuse classroom learning with real-world career experiences, such as corporate speakers, teacher learning panels, teacher externships and internships, and field trips to some of Orange County's high-demand industries. And so we had a summer internship program where we were able to host 35 interns this past summer and provide them with a scholarship, a bus pass, and workshops to help prepare them for their future careers. So this quick video was put together, and it highlights that experience.
It's in here somewhere.
I know it's on the
No, I didn't write it. There it is.
So my name is Sergio Contreras, and I'm the Director of Education and Work-Based Learning for the Orange County United Way. So we were invited by the Orange County Department of Ed to be a partner with their Career Pathways Initiative. So United Way's role in the partnership is to bring work-based learning opportunities to these high school students via either teacher externship, student speakers, field trips, pitch panels, or the holy grail opportunity or experience is the actual internship at a work site. So students that participate in the United Way Summer Internship Experience receive a scholarship to be part of this program, a bus pass, but we also prepare them by providing them with workshops.
Oh no. Want to play today?
Scholarship.
We don't want to take much more of your board time. It was an exciting opportunity.
Career well,
now it's back on again.
Opportunity. We developed it as a week in class.
Okay.
So they're building soft skills, learning how to communicate, collaborate. They're doing a lot of research about the placements that they're going to be at. They do a LinkedIn profile. They're learning about resume building. We had guest speakers come in, and kids came on a Saturday morning, which was great. In July is where they're actually out in the field. And the final week, the first week of August, is where they come back into the classroom, and it's more of a reflective. And a sharing and a presentation. It's a great opportunity for employers to see that the younger generation are bringing things to the table at the site that they may not have strength in. Career technical education is really helping kids decide what career path they're interested in, what field. It gives them an opportunity to, instead of asking the question, well, when am I going to use this and what are we learning this for? It's the academic piece, but also the applied piece. Just hearing the feedback from the employers, all of them are saying the kids are exceeding my expectations.
I've seen students that are not interested at all in school, and they become this light in the classroom when they actually are able to connect academic with a work-based learning opportunity.
United Way has really been that base in that center of like, hey, you know, like, we know your struggles and we know that you're going through some stuff, but we're here to help. Starting with the bus pass, you know, I don't live that close to the work site. First I was like, how's my mom gonna take me every day? I wake up at 5. Every minute is kind of important because you don't want to miss the bus.
It was really fascinating to learn from our young adult. Jesse provided insight into what the next wave of future leaders will be. We interviewed that day and she far exceeded any expectations I had. And I was really impressed with her maturity, the way she conducted herself in the interview, and realized, wow, this is a really impressive young adult.
I've learned so much from John, just him being like my supervisor now, kind of just feeling like he's my mentor. I plan to become an educational administrator, so I want to like major in political science and minor in education, and working with Cielo, it's been actually that more of an eye-opening experience of like, this is really what I want to do.
We're a very small team, so she really had to take on roles and be self-guided and self-managed to finish her projects and take those to completion. We were pleasantly surprised to see her maturity and really the impact that she had and the quality of work she was producing.
My name is Kimberly Bui. I always dreamed of interning, but I thought I was going to do it when I was 25 or 27. Never thought that I would do it at 17. United Way has been with me every step of the way.
You know, when Kimberly first joined the group and she was assigned to the business development team, we were actually at a real interesting point where we were looking at new ideas and things that we were doing from a marketing perspective. So having Kimberly on board was great because we were instantly able to give her some projects. She probably is going to walk away with a little better understanding on what a bank actually does and how we help companies and clients.
So I'm interning with Weir Malcolm. It's an architecture firm that has been running for 45 years. And they basically help make infrastructure for buildings.
Danny's been with us for the past 4 weeks. I think during that short period of time, he has demonstrated great potential in the field of architecture. If he decides to pursue this, he's going to be very good at it.
And the first week of mentoring, it goes from 0 to 60.
During his first weekend, actually, the first day that he started the training with him, and he was so passionate about it that he actually ended up taking the training videos home with him and finished them over a weekend. As if you ask about Danny, I think he's done probably better than, you know, an university intern. There were many highlights, but the one that really stuck with me was seeing him very engaged at an office meeting that we had last week, and his participation in the meeting is as if he's been working with us for many years.
For student interns, I think it's really important to take advantage of opportunities. You're going to be presented a lot of opportunities in life and your career and various places. Take advantage of them. Be open to trying new things and kind of push your comfort zone, because that's what's going to be the really growing experiences and the memorable experiences.
You know, for the students, it's more than just, oh yeah, I just want it for my college resume. It's more than that. It's more of this sense, hey, you're doing it for yourself.
The idea of having somebody come to you who has questions you know, is seeking knowledge. If you get the opportunity, you really need to grasp onto it.
To the next interns, I definitely think that this opportunity is something that you guys don't want to miss out on. One day I was just in my entrepreneurship class, and the next day I'm working in an actual business.
You're able to be inside a company like Weir Malcolm, and you're able to do what you love.
Few people are doing what we're doing. This is where it all begins. I want to thank all those that join us this year to be part of this exciting journey, because we know without you, this would not exist. And this is the beginning or the start of something great in you that will continue to help us shape the future of Orange County. So really quickly in closing, this partnership would not have been possible had it not been for your administrators, your passionate administrators, your teachers, and that work behind the scenes to put these type of opportunities together for students. They work tirelessly with us, with community partners, just building bridges. And it looks really easy on the video, but really it was an intense process. But I think we learned a lot, and we're very excited to bring it back next year. And so today I just wanted to again reflect on the exciting work that we're doing this year. So this year the United Way is proud to continue sponsoring programs like Latinos Unidos, our early grade reading grants that we do with you, our destination graduation grant that fuels the AVID programming with field trips and tutors, and we're proud to continue supporting you through the college mentoring program and this Youth Career Connections initiative. And all together, it's hard to believe that the United Way is investing in direct dollars to the Garden Grove Unified School District $183,918 this year alone. And so with that said, we just want to present you with a large check for all that, for that money for this coming school year. And we want to encourage you guys to continue doing what you do for students. You're absolutely making a difference in their lives. And you're reaching out beyond these walls to work with partners like us, that we all have this shared goal that we want every child to graduate high school, college and career ready, and ready for life. So with that said, would you guys join me with a photo for a fat check?
Hold on, Mr. Contreras. Hold on. First of all, do we have permission to put up that video on our website?
This absolutely. Website? Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Really, on behalf of the board, I want to thank you, Mr. Contreras, very much. We truly appreciate you personally and the strong partnership we have with Orange County United Way over many years. At least in the last 4 years, you and Orange County United Way have supported various programs to a grant funding services supported, including, bear with me, I'm going to have a long list of the things that the United Way is going to have done with us. You have K-3 Read and Succeed in elementary reading program. We have mentoring program. We have expanded to 31 sites this year. We have a STEM enrichment program at intermediate school. We have destination graduation. It's a program that supports a secondary AVID program. We have college and career fair. We have Latinos Unidos, and we have Youth Career Connection, a program that offers internship for high school students, plus many other things you just mentioned. It's not on my list here. And also, I really want to thank the Orange County United Way has helped us build a partnership through the vast network of corporate sponsors, providing us a programming such as Endologics, Science Fest, a donor who provide a much needed resources for the backpack and for school supply to our students. We really want to express our sincere gratitude for your continued support for our district, our school, our staff, especially our students and families. And for that, thank you very much. And we don't mind coming down and pick up a check and take a photo with you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to now recess, a short recess for the meeting today, the sessions. And next, I'm going to invite Ms. Elaine Steele.
Hi. I want to speak to the board members about our disabled adults at Lincoln. They really like playing bingo. They try to give the adults a prize for winning. They really enjoy that. If anyone here could donate any stuffed animals, old jewelry, or backpacks, etc., it would really be great. They really appreciate and love things like that. Just to see their happiness gives you a great feeling inside. I went to an estate sale. I was going to buy some stuffed animals. I told them what I wanted them for. They donated them to me. Inez, Connie's secretary, right away sent a thank you letter to thank them for donating those. Let's help our disabled adults in our district. At Garden Grove High, our kids are donating clothes for people in Texas and Florida to help out the people there. This makes me very proud of our kids. Also, I saw Steve last Thursday, the mayor of Garden Grove. He said, City Hall, they are also going to start taking donations for taxes, Texas and Florida. So let's see if we can get donations from the board and the ones here for our disabled adults at Lincoln. They are important to the district and our city. And I would like to say, Lila, Renee, because I was at Lincoln this summer, and I was involved with this program that they are talking about, and the thing that they did at the end for the kids was fantastic. I mean, they had breakfast for them. Steve was there. He gave out their certificates, and it was something that the kids really learned a lot from. And we had kids from every school in our district. And I would really like to thank Lila for allowing me to be there at that school because it really turned out very nice. And I'm hoping the same thing, we keep our school going and having these people doing this United Way. And I still have my bracelet. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question from Mr. Nicholas Depps.
President Nguyen, members of the Board of Education, Dr. Maffey, staff, and community members. My name is Nicholas Dibbs. I'm a community member from Trustee Area 1. And first off, I want to thank the United Way for the wonderful internships. I've been as this board knows, I've been bringing this up that we need to increase the internship programs, and United Way has certainly shown us the way. In and around Area 1, we have Mitsubishi, Yamaha, Orange County Block Company, but I've also suggested we broaden out and go to Orange County Water District and other government entities so that the students can get experience in the summertime. Some of you may know, and others may not, but when I was a student at Pacifica High School and earned a science fair award at the Orange County Science and Engineering Fair, the first time I went on a jet was when I received the award from the Municipal Water District of Orange County for my solar water heating project. And it was flew us up to Lake Oroville, and I got to tour the Delta and the State Water Project, and about 20 years later became the Water Education and Tour Coordinator for the Department of Water Resources State Water Project, giving tours of the Edmonston pumping plant, the largest lift of water in the world, Pyramid Dam, Castaic Dam, the Warren Power Plant, Vista del Lago Visitor Center, and portions of the California Aqueduct. So there is an importance of inspiring our students when they are in high school to give them the experience through internships. And being that I'm the CEO and president of a church in Long Beach, I'm tied in with the knowing about what Long Beach Unified is doing, and if we could sort of take what they're doing with the internships where they partner with the city of Long Beach, I think we could develop some partnerships through the city of Garden Grove. And I'd be happy to forward you that information. I'm running out of time. So I do want to read, I'll ask our president to give me a few extra time here if possible. My message to the class of 2017, as a fellow Garden Grove Unified School District High School alumnus, please accept my sincere congratulations as well as my personal recommendations and advice in recognition and honor of your special milestone achievement, graduation from high school. Someone once said, when you discover a job and career you enjoy doing, you will never work a day in your life. So this is my first piece of advice to you, because you will be devoting about 80,000 work hours during your lifetime. Secondly, please devote your talents and abilities and your precious 80,000 work hours working in a career to help achieve much needed positive change. This means achieving a better future by helping others, your community, city, nation, and the world. This also means putting people's welfare and the greater good of individuals and humanity ahead of greed, corruption, and unfair and unethical results and outcomes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dips. Our next request is from Vic Chumley.
Okay, good evening, President Nguyen, distinguished board members, Dr. Mafi, guests, and staff. My name is Vic Chumley. I'm the Vice President of the Supervisory Unit, and I've been asked to speak to you concerning the 2016-17 contract between the Supervisory Unit and the Garden Grove Unified School District. I am pleased to announce that we have voted and accepted the tentative agreement. I wish to thank Director Seymour and her team for working with us to reach this agreement, and we look forward to working with them again in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to the next item on the agenda is to approve the minute of the meeting from the last meeting on September 5th. Any comment, question, change? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mrs. Lynn?
Yes.
Mr.
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
Mr. Lynn?
Aye. Item number three in the agenda is on a public hearings, presentation, and report. We had no public hearings, but we have presentations. At this time, I would like to introduce Mr. Abby Malone to Public Information Officer. She's going to present our exciting new program, Employees of the Month.
Good evening, Board President Nguyen, Board Trustees, Dr. Mafi, staff, and community. Tonight, it is my pleasure to highlight the district's participation in the Orange County Department of Education School Employee Recognition Program. In February, staff nominated 6 employees for the 2017 Classified Employee of the Year program. These 6 employees received a Classified Employee of the Year pin from OCDE, a letter from Orange County Superintendent of Schools, and they were featured in the Orange County Register newspaper. In March, 3 teachers were nominated by staff for the 2018 Orange County Teacher of the Year program. All 9 employees were invited to be honored at Angel Stadium during the 2017 School Employee Appreciation Night hosted by School's First Credit Union in May. GGUSD was represented on the field by 1 classified nominee and 1 teacher nominee during the celebration, which recognized 5,500 school employees from across Orange County. Our teacher nominees will be recognized at OCDE's Teacher of the Year dinner at the Disneyland Hotel next month. You will be hearing more about these outstanding employees in just a moment. In addition to the OCDE programs, our district is launching its own Employee of the Month program to recognize our wonderful certificated and classified employees for their many contributions to our district. There is an online form on the homepage of our website, which has been emailed to all parents and staff. Already, we have received more than 150 nominations, and at the second board meeting of each month, we will recognize 1 classified employee and 1 certificated employee of the month. Their photos will be taken and displayed prominently on our website and in frames hanging in the district office lobby. At this time, I would like to introduce Sarah Westcott, Assistant Superintendent of Elementary Education, to share additional information about our Elementary Teacher of the Year.
Good evening, President Nguyen, board members, Dr. Mafi, staff, and many guests. It is my privilege to honor this evening Carlos Primiani, our Teacher of the Year for Elementary from Carrillo Elementary. Carlos, will you please join me? Not only is Carlos Teacher of the Year, but Carlos also attended schools in Garden Grove Unified School District himself. He is married to Kendi, who's proudly sitting there in the audience filming, and also is a parent of 2 students in the district. So it is our pleasure to have him serve this year as our Teacher of the Year. Carlos began working in GGUSD in September of 1999 as an elementary teacher at Carrillo, where he ran the computer lab. and assisted teachers in their learning of technology as well. In 2010, Carlos returned to the classroom as a full-time teacher, but became one of the pioneers in our district to integrate technology in the classroom. And he never gave up and continued to keep looking for ways to keep using technology as our capacity grew and grew at the district. He's been instrumental in helping the principal at Carrillo with the acquisition of technology, supporting his colleagues in finding the best use for technology, and looking for applications and other ways in which to integrate it into the classroom. He, in addition to now being a tech teacher once again, supporting his fellow colleagues, he also spends a lot of his personal time with the students, mentoring them, playing softball, supporting anyone and everyone. He is a giving person and never says no. He helps before and after school, and even on the weekends, he's always available. So we're proud of Carlos. Congratulations. And now I'll turn it over to Kelly McCamus with our Secondary Teachers of the Year.
Good evening, President Nguyen, board members, staff, and guests. It is a wonderful evening, and it's a full house for a very special reason and a very happy event for many. I'd like to introduce our Intermediate School Teacher of the Year, and that is Carrie Langford from Fitz Intermediate. Carrie, come on up. Okay, this is Carrie Langford. She teaches English to 7th and 8th graders at Fitz. She has been a teacher at Fitz Intermediate for 4 years. Prior to being at Fitz, she taught at Los Amigos High School and at Ralston Intermediate School. Carrie contributes to the effectiveness of Fitz by being a teacher leader and a teacher coach for all content areas at Fitz. She serves as a BITSA induction support provider for the last 2 years as well. Carrie has served as the English Language Arts Department Chair and as a District PAR Support Teacher Provider. Carrie served as a representative in the adoption of our new ELA textbooks and materials, along with serving on the Writing Consult and the ELA Pacing Consult for the district. Carrie's strength is in giving her students the confidence and literacy skills necessary to be successful in a variety of classroom situations. Carrie has been instrumental in developing and successfully implementing an on-site teacher coaching model at the secondary level, where she works closely with the Office of 712 Instruction to work with teachers side by side to co-plan, co-teach, and lead professional development and in-class coaching with FITS teachers on effective instruction and effective research-based strategies. I'm pleased to present to you Carrie Langford, our Intermediate School Orange County Department of Education Teacher of the Year. Joining Carrie is our High School Teacher of the Year, and at this time I'd like to call up Jenny Jurgermeyer from Hare High School. This is Jenny. Jenny currently teaches U.S. history and digital video film at Hare High School. She has been a teacher at Hare High School for 14 years. See a bright little smile over there, Jesus, right? Over the years, Jenny has demonstrated numerous leadership responsibilities, including ASB advisor, school site council representative, and faculty advisor committee liaison. She is currently the Social Science Department Chair and an Instructional Leadership Team Member, ILT. Jenny, along with other teacher leaders, came up with the idea to enhance school goals at Hare and worked hard and with our district team on what we call Positive Behavioral Intervention Supports, or PBIS, by way of a weekly award called Top Dog. She created a very detailed plan where each teacher at Hare nominates students based on our strategic plan, Goal 2, and looking for behaviors such as motivation, caring, and kindness. These names are read aloud over the intercom, and every week, one lucky nominee is chosen at random to win several motivational prizes, along with the honor of being top dog. Since its inception, the program has grown to include a live broadcast using YouTube Live, with the creation of the digital video film class, having students produce and host the show. She has been a pioneer in using instructional technology and is always looking to experiment with new ideas and leading the staff in technology. I'm pleased to present to you Jenny Jugermeyer, our Orange County Department of Education High School Teacher of the Year.
Good evening, President Nguyen, board members, Dr. Mafi, guests, and staff. It is my pleasure to introduce the Classified Employees of the Year. And what I'm going to do, I have six, so I'll call you up one at a time and do a little bio. So when I call your name, please join me. Let's start with Alicia Bustamante, who is the cook baker at Fitz Intermediate. Alicia began with Garden Grove in 2000 and has served as cook baker at Fitz for the last 9 years. She oversees all food production at the Central Kitchens, responsible for preparing over 3,180 meals for lunch and over 889 meals for breakfast every day. That's a lot of cooking. Alicia helps to ensure operations run smoothly and always explains to her helpers what needs to be done. Alicia has a lot of patience. Serving that many meals, it is required, right? If anyone needs help, she's more than willing to give. Alicia goes above and beyond to ensure all products leaving the Fitz kitchen are of the highest quality. And we so much appreciate all of her hard work. So please join me in congratulating Alicia Bustamante. Yeah, they're just going to do the little shuffle to make room up here. All right, and please join me at the podium, Mr. Don Hayes. My assistant, Vanna, also known as Kelly, has prepared this beautiful certificate for you, Don, while I tell the audience a little bit about you. Don Haynes has been working as carpenter at Garden Grove for over 12 years. And Don is a trusted and reliable member of the M&O team, who acts with honesty and integrity in all that he does. Don is a recognized door expert in Garden Grove Unified School District, and he's often called upon to solve difficult problems in times of stressful situations, like, I can't get out of here, help me. Don's professionalism, calm demeanor, and high level of integrity are a true example of the Garden Grove way. Don is an asset to maintenance and operations and to the district as well. Please join me in congratulating Don as a Classified Employee of the Year. May I please ask for Thomas Tran to come and join me at the podium. Certificate of recognition. Congratulations. Thomas Tone Tran is an assistant network technician at in the Department of Information Technology. Thomas consistently goes above and beyond to meet the needs of teachers and students with their technology needs. He has the unique ability to juggle multiple tasks and continually reprioritize his work so students and staff have their technology issues resolved in a timely manner. He is dependable, available, and always willing to help. Thomas's positive outlook on his work is contagious, and we are privileged to have him as a resource. Please help me congratulate Thomas Tran as Classified Employee of the Year. May I please ask for Chris Prince to come and join me at the podium? Is Chris here? Oh. Chris, let me tell you a little bit about her just so we recognize her. Chris has worked at Payne for the last 17 years and runs a very resourceful library for the students at Thomas Paine Elementary School. She reads with the kindergarten students and is always there to assist students with needs, including AR, book reports, or research projects. She has a current event wall that helps to keep students informed of the world around them and is helpful to all that enter her library. Chris has a positive glow about her and participates in school events and genuinely cares about students, parents, and staff. Please help me congratulate Chris in absentia. I would like to ask Martha Esparza to please join me at the podium. That's okay, Martha. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's so good to see you. Right there. See what good students, all of you there. The last person is going to know exactly where to stand. All right, Martha has worked as a school community liaison for our district for 26 years. That deserves a round of applause. Martha has been a reliable employee who cares about the community and is always willing to help parents with questions and concerns. Additionally, Martha consistently recruits parents into parenting programs, which immensely helps them to develop a better understanding of our school system and helps them to build a relationship with school staff. Her passion to serve as the bridge between the school and the community makes a huge difference in building a welcoming environment and rapport with parents who are our partners in education. Please help me congratulate Martha for Classified Employee of the Year. All right, and this last but not least, and I love this name, please may I ask Rosa del Rio de la Rosa to join me at the podium? Isn't that a great name? It's very poetic. Rosa has been employed as a bus driver since 1997. She has faithfully served the schools, students, and parents of the district by providing them with a safe ride to and from school and on school activity trips for the last 20 years. That deserves a round of applause. Rosa has joined the district safety rodeo team, where she honed her driving skills while winning numerous awards at both the state and local levels. Rosa now shares her years of knowledge and experience with fellow employees by mentoring them through the rodeo experience, and this is especially helpful to our new bus drivers. Hundreds of hours have been spent mentoring, preparing, as well as building and repairing equipment for these events, all done on her own time as a volunteer. Please join me in congratulating Rosa as Classified Employee of the Year.
Can we stop, take a break, and take a picture with our honorees?
Please.
Thank you. We're going to have a look. Our next item on item number 4 on administrations, we have item 4A. I need a motion.
Motion and approve items 4A.
Second.
Thank you. Item 4A is to approve the memorandum of understanding between West Ed and the Grando Unified School Districts to administer the California Health Kit Survey to the district student in grades level 5, 7, 9, and 11 during the school year 2017 and 18. That's it. Yes, that's it. Any comments, questions?
Can we get a copy of this survey?
Yes, certainly.
Okay.
I have a question. This items, the MOU says something about the grant of 2.1 million.
Yes.
But then we get reimbursement in some lesser amount, some 11,000 or something. What is that? How much money do we get from this grant here?
So the grant is 2.1 million, and it's a requirement of the grant that for the next 2 years that we administer the survey. But the cost of the survey will be reimbursed, or expected to be reimbursed, through the Orange County Healthcare Agency.
Oh, okay. Any other question? Hearing none, calling for vote.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
And Mr. Nguyen?
Aye. Item 5 is on programs and instructions. We also have our 5A.
Move to approve item 5A.
You second the motion?
Yes, item 5A is to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between the University of California iMobile for Children and Grand Rapids Unified School District to provide vision services for the children of low-income families in transitional kindergarten and preschool effective August 10, 2017 to June 30, 2018. Any comment? Question? Hearing none. Call for the vote.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
And Mr.
Nguyen? Aye. Thank you. Item 6 is on business. We have 6A to Z.
I move we approve items 6A through G.
Second.
Thank you. Item 6A to approve resolution number 10 to appropriate a new income to reconcile the differences between the district actual expenditure from school year 2016 to 17 to the approved budget of last year. Item 6B is also to approve resolution number 11 to allow budget transfer to also reconcile the differences between the district actual expenditure for the year 2016 to 17 and the approved budget, operating budget for that year. Item 6C is to accept the completion of internet protocol video surveillance at Doi and Jordan Intermediate School with to the contractor by Vector Resources, Inc. Item 6D is to authorize the district to participate in the California Multiple Awards Schedule, or CMAS, to purchase non-information technology products and services under the contract number 4-11-78-0003C to purchase the non-information technology product and service. Item 6E is to authorize the district to participate in California Multiple Awards Schedule, also known as CMAS, to purchase non-information technology product and services under the contract number 4-15-78-0065F with McWills Sport Services, Inc. Item 6F is to renew authorize a renewal of agreement for liability claims administrator for the general liability claims with Admin Sure for 1 year term from October 1st, 2017 to September 30th, 2018 at the annual cost of $17,400. Item 6Z is to approve the purchasing order for a total amount of $49,744,984.34. Any question, comment, and any other items? Hearing none, call for the vote.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
Aye. Item 7 is on the personnel. We have item A to D. I need a motion.
Yeah, move 7A through D.
Second the motion.
I also want to report we have the study session today. It wasn't a closed session, right? Well, we had a study session with the MOT and facility staff regarding the operation on the Major P and other facility material issues. Now, item 6A is to approve the report on certificate personnel. Item 6B is to approve the report on the classified personnel. Item 6C is to approve the non-represented salary schedule to increase the unit rate from $10 to $100 effective July 1st, 2017 to comply with the new California Healthy and Workplace and Healthy Family Act. Item 7D is to approve the ratification of a tentative agreement between the district and a classified supervisory bargaining unit for the which provide for 0.05% salary increase on the 2016-17 base pay for each employee and 1.5% up schedule compensation effective July 1st, 2016. Any comments? Any items? Call to vote for the vote on item 7.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Mr. Minichai?
Aye.
Mrs. Jackos?
Aye.
Mr. Hardin?
Aye.
And Mr. Nguyen?
Aye. Thank you. Last item on the agenda for discussion, we begin with board member, Mr. Gonzalez.
As students, we know that scholarly habits is a huge focus for us in our schools this year, even mentioned in our monthly BRC meetings. I am happy to say that this year, my first year back at Rancho, many students are embracing scholarly habits and trying to be the best of their potential. What's even more amazing is that this is going to start blossoming all from K through 12th grade. Another thing is all of our schools are on their back-to-school night where many parents can come and meet their students' teachers and learn a little of what their students are going to learn.
Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez. Ms. Dina Nguyen?
Yes. I want to congratulate all of our teachers of the year as well as our classified employees of the years. I hope that they find that the Garden Grove Unified School District is a good place to work and continue to work for us in the years to come. And for all the teachers who were nominated, I want to congratulate them too. I think all of our teachers deserve awards. And I'm very happy that we have a high rate of retention, and we hope to retain all of our teachers. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Nguyen. Mr. Minetan.
I want to thank the Orange County United Way and Sergio Contreras and his team for just the amount of work that they're doing with our district and our community. I just want to share a brief story of just, you know, how much Sergio and the Orange County United Way really look after our students. It was when we opened up our Family Resource Center in the Clinton area, and he had brought in a couple of dozen backpacks for our students. And he was really excited about those backpacks. And he said, you know what's great about these backpacks, Walter, is that there's no logo on these backpacks. There's no company logos. The company who donated these decided not to put their logo because I wanted to make sure that students who are low income and possibly are going to be embarrassed by wearing donated backpacks, they're not going to feel that. They're not going to feel that social, emotional scar as in, you know, I'm poor or I'm marked as poverty stricken. So just the amount of the thought that puts into the work is just really fascinating, and we are honored to have received their check for the services that they're providing. I also want to congratulate our employees, both our classified as well as certificated, for just going above and beyond. And like Trustee Nguyen mentioned, we wish we could present awards and certificates for everybody, but they really do highlight the work that we're doing here in our district. So congratulations to them. On the 8th of September, myself along with some of my colleagues were honored to go to the Michael Mansour Stadium. I knew it was going to be a ribbon cutting, but I didn't know the magnitude of how exciting and thrilling the event would be, from the performances to the skydivers that were out of the airplane. It was just magnificent. And a lot of members of the community that may have graduated a long time ago, they made comments like, this is the greatest thing I have ever seen in the city of Garden Grove. So we're just going ahead and above and beyond. And hats off to the Mansour family. They really do deserve all the accolades and the recognitions for Michael and all of the service that he did for our country and our community. On the 13th, I went to Riverdale for their back-to-school night. It was really fun. I love this time of the year where everybody's going back in school and the kids are excited and the community's all together. The PTO did a really great job in getting some tacos and refreshments for the community, selling to raise funds for different things for their schools. So it's just really good to go. I had a couple of parents actually come up to me and engage me and talk to me, so it was really nice to be able to get to know the parents a little bit more on a personal level. Also on the 14th, I was able to go to the Santiago football game's homecoming game, where they played against Ocean View. And it was really nice because I was really paying attention a lot to the game. But I also wanted to thank Vic, who's in the audience, and his team of the classified employees who do a great job making sure that everything is running smoothly, that make sure that everybody's safe, and, of course, taking good care of our facilities and making sure everything stays clean and nobody spills stuff. So really, really great time to see your guys' work in action, so thank you. And lastly, this past weekend, I was able to attend, along with our superintendent and Lorena Sanchez, to Fiestas Patrias event in Santa Ana, which is a parade that goes on in the city of Santa Ana to commemorate Mexican Independence Day. And we had a couple of our students, a lot of our students from Latinos Unidos and ASBs from throughout the district that were not also from Latin American backgrounds, but were from very different ethnic backgrounds, who enjoyed the music, enjoyed the culture. We were able to see so much and just really show pride as in how diverse and how inclusive we are as a district. So I'm sure that we're gonna go ahead and continue doing that and going above and beyond. And also a thank you to Abby for setting that all up. So I do appreciate all the work that you guys are doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan and Ms. Rocker.
Yes. All I can say about the Mansour Stadium dedication was spectacular. It was, as everybody has said, amazing. And there were a lot of people there from the community, parents, students, many of us who, you know, products of the district, and it is probably we topped ourselves there. We've given a new meaning to the Garden Grove Way. Also, last week visited Barker and Bell for back to school night, and a great time of the year, a lot of enthusiasm from parents and students. But what really struck me this year, maybe I was just focused on it, was how passionate the teachers were in their sessions while they were addressing the parents about being there for the parents and being there for the kids. And even I heard things like, I teach your kids as if they were my own. And so much beyond the academic, and here's where goal three really shines in our schools. And also visited Anders last week to see their unique rock garden. They had a special project where they read the book Only One You, that kind of talks about people's uniqueness. And so all the kids in the school painted rocks. They were very unique to them. They were amazing. But what they did with the rocks was put them in this the side of a building that was just kind of bare. And when you walk by, it just wows you, because they made like a garden that trails, that's so colorful. But every time the kids walk by there and see their rock, or people walk by there, they get reminded of how unique and wonderful each and every one of them is. So I've already ordered the book, and I can't wait to do a little mini version at my house of that. Also had the opportunity to meet with Pastor Nguyen Khong Chin, if I pronounced it right, and his family. He was a, some of you might know, it was posted on the website, a prisoner of war in Vietnam, not war, a prisoner for his, let me see, his standing for religious freedom and human rights in Vietnam and his family. And I think it was very powerful to see our administrators come out and welcome the family and make them feel that we're here for them, especially in lieu of now opening up our Family Resource Center. And I think it's kind of a we're raising the bar for what we do for outreach to our families. So this family kind of is symbolic of that, I think. And happy to see that we're going to get a lot more students coming from different areas with the devastation of the floods, with other countries, and so we want to make sure that they know that we're here for them. So it was, thank you, Lund, for that invitation. I'm really glad that I attended that. Also, big congratulations to our employees of the year, our teachers, our classified staff, and we have the best here. I wish we could give all of our employees some kind of recognition, because everywhere I go, whether you're classified or teachers, everyone is giving 110%. And so we have, I think, the best employees. Thank you to Sergio Contreras and United Way. I had the opportunity of working with Sergio when I was in Pirani Community Outreach, and he is all about the kids and all about the community, and we were very fortunate to have that partnership and to do all the wonderful things that we've been able to do. So, and thank you to the MOT and the facilities for the report in our study session, the amount of time and work that they put in, and the amount of pride that they brought to the table as they were presenting to us. We know how hard they work, and often we don't get to see or hear all of the wonderful things they're doing. And so their presentations, their photos, their comments really helped us to understand a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. So.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. Mr. Hardin?
Yeah, so we've talked about the stadium dedication. I had kind of a unique highlight of that evening, though, and that was standing in line at the T-shirt stand behind about a dozen sailors from the USS Michael A. Mansour, and listening to them talk about the event and having a chance to talk for just a minute with a couple of them was a highlight. I mean, they were honored to be there and very pleased that we went to that extent to honor one of their own. That was a highlight for me. And so somewhere floating in the Pacific at this point are probably about 8 or 10 people wearing Michael Mansour stadium dedication T-shirts during their off hours. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Hardin. First of all, I really want to take this opportunity to thank the facility staff, the recruiter who have been working day and night, not only to upgrade and maintain and modernize the facility, but running the Measure A and Measure B in such a way that they, I don't know, I never heard anything behind schedule, but I think they really ahead of schedule. They spend on the money, they save every in the penny of it, and then they went extra mile to bring in money from everywhere else to save our money too. And then it's a lot of untold story that nobody know, the community doesn't know out there. And I really appreciate our crew have been doing that just so that our children will have a day cool off in school, and especially in this weather here. And then there's a lot more coming, and I want to just a lot of things they do that we can't recognize enough for the crew that they have been doing that for over the year. And speaking of that, not thanking enough of them, I really join our colleagues to thank United Way, especially Sergio Contreras, for always standing out, getting out their way to help our students, help our district for many years. And And I lost track of what they do, and all I know is that every time we have a student needing help, they're always there. They're reaching out to provide the help, provide a need that we take on for many years, and I appreciate the United Way and also Sergio Contreras had a vision of providing opportunity of the asset for many of our students. Without their help, many of our students would not have the asset to support the benefit that they have to be more successful, not only in school but in their career as well. And with that, I'm very proud of I'm excited to have the launching of the Employee of the Month. I think often we do a lot of work, but we don't stay and kind of recognize the work that our teachers, our employees do. One complaint I have with the districts over the years is that we have a good product. We don't know how to market, to sell our product out there. And I think we getting better. We can do more to recognize the work of our teachers and employees, who recognize how good a product we have, and so that we should be proud. I think we turn around, motivate our student, our parent better. It go in circle, because when they know that they are part of the unique system, unique institution here, they can be more proud of it. I'm pretty sure they will do better in whatever they do. And I look forward to looking for more way that our districts recognize the hard work that our staff do every day, and point out the exemplary case that they do, so that we can be proud of that too. And go also, I'll join my colleagues in to appreciate the spectacular of the Mansour Stadium, which we brought our community together, bringing the pride that we all share among ourselves. This stadium is unique in such a way that by invoking the name alone, it provides a certain inspiration, certain model for our students, especially our athletics who play in that field. Everyone, local or home or the visitor team, would look at the name, look at the emblem. They would know what happened. And Michael Mansour was one of us. It's something that not only the Gandro High School community, but also our district can look up to, can be proud of, that he's one of us. He provide set a model for our students in the lesson of sacrifice, teamwork, and dedication. And that is a very special event as well. I'm very impressed at our district's our staff and a volunteer, and especially alumni from the Gandro High School have pulled up and set a wonderful event. And the last is that we're looking forward to the launching of the Vietnamese dual language program, dual immersion program at Modi this coming Thursday, right? And I ask to see if I would like to invite all the administrator, staff, if you can have some time, come witness a very historical launching, a special program, follow the footstep of the Monroe launchings with the Spanish program. We really pioneer and open the way for our students to have more opportunity to be more successful in what they do in the future. And then I ask the board member if it can be available to attend that event. With that, I'm going to announce the meeting from a future meeting. The next one will be on October 3rd. We start at 5 p.m. for the closed session, and the one after that will be October 17th. We also start early at 5 p.m. with the study session. Of course, a regular meeting will continue after that at 7 o'clock. There is no other issues. The meeting is now adjourned.